Quote, "And we ourselves shall be loved for a while and forgotten, but the love will have been enough. All those impulses of love return to the love that made them. Even memory is not necessary for love. There is a land of the living and a land of the dead, and the bridge is love, the only survival, the only meaning." Thornton Wilder. Quote, "Try to remember that a good man can never die. You will feel him in all things that are here out of love and for love. The best part of a good man stays. It stays forever. Love is immortal and makes all things immortal, but hate dies every minute." William Saroyan. I couldn't agree with Judy Heath more about our society leaving no time for tears. When we see people crying, we are more apt to hand them a tissue and tell them everything will be all right than to deal with their grief and allow them to experience it. I see the difference in our cancer support groups, where grief and tears are not something terrible, but are viewed rather as a natural act related to life's difficulties. I also know that endless grief serves no purpose, so our society needs to learn how to accept and experience grief, but not to let it take over our lives. This is something I think many people fear and, therefore, deny their grief. In a book I have written, Buddy's Candle, I deal with the issue. Let me summarize it by saying that if we never stop crying, we extinguish our beloved's celestial candle. Would our departed loved one want us to enjoy the day or grieve endlessly? So therapists, doctors, families, and those who realize and accept their mortality need to feel free to express feelings and shed tears. Just as moisture softens a hard, dry sponge, so tears help to heal our wounds. When the grieving is done, we can then resume our lives with a new understanding that loss is our teacher and not something to be denied. The reason many people feel abandoned by doctors when their loved ones die is because doctors are often not taught how to care for people and deal with loss. Doctors tend to think rather than feel. In a study at Yale in which surgeons were asked how it felt to be a surgeon, they answered, "I think it is like such and such," rather than "I feel." Famous paintings depict dying adults and children with the doctor sitting by the bedside with chin in hand, thinking. Because of the pain I experienced as a physician and had no chance to express in a medical environment, I have written to the dean of my medical school several times, saying the instructors taught me to be an excellent surgeon, but they did not teach me how to deal with my feelings and care for my patients. No one answered my letters. The American College of Surgeons pledge says, "I will deal with my patients as I would wish to be dealt with." I cannot get them to change the words "deal with" to "care for." Doctors see death as a failure and rarely even use the term when a patient dies. Families see death as their loved one losing a battle, and so they empower the disease by focusing on the enemy and make their family member feel guilty for being a loser. Most patients die in the hospital, at night, when the doctors are not there to interfere with the process, and their family is absent, so they do not feel guilty for leaving. Remember, we have a great deal to say about when we die. So do not feel guilty if your beloved dies when you are not present. I have seen this with my parents, patients, and even family pets. My father had no problem sharing his last minutes with our family, while I knew my mother and some others would not die when their loved ones were in the room with them. What we need to be taught is how to help people to live between office visits and die when they are ready to leave their bodies. I have found when people have support and love, dying is not as hard to do. My father died laughing with his family by his side, listening to stories about his life. We left his hospital room with no fear of death and free to express our sadness, but with no guilt about feeling joyful.